since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who are eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us. I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are more reasons to celebrate today than we may realize. To kick us off, today we celebrate Father Polycarp's birthday, so please be sure to keep him in your prayers, especially today. But not only that, we celebrate the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. And if we had to celebrate it like that every fourth, fifth, sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time, we'd get tired of it quick. But there's actually something new-ish today. We celebrate in the church the great mysteries of God, the big mysteries such as Christmas and Easter, also the mysteries of who God is and what he's given us, such as Trinity Sunday, we celebrate the fact that God is three persons in one God. Corpus Christi Sunday, we celebrate the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, the gift of the Eucharist. Today we celebrate Word of God Sunday. And actually, Pope Francis began this just recently. This is only the sixth celebration of Word of God Sunday. Today we celebrate the gifts that God gave us in his word, Jesus Christ, most especially his gift of the sacred scriptures. Growing up, like many here, I heard many, many jokes that as Catholics, we use the Bible by taking it off the shelf, dusting it, and putting it back there so it looks nice. But frankly, I haven't heard those jokes recently, because there have been wonderful initiatives in the church recognizing that this is our book. The Lord gave us this book millennia ago. And if we love the Lord, we love his word. There have been so many wonderful initiatives, such as Word of God Sunday, things like Bible in the Ear podcast. And if you want to, start now and go February 1st. That's completely legit. Go ahead. There's wonderful, wonderful initiatives recognizing we need to reacquire a biblical worldview, that the only wisdom that is truly worth following is the wisdom that God himself has given us. So many wonderful, wonderful initiatives just to get us immersed, soaked in the word, get us in contact with the word. If you haven't yet, download the Ascension app. It has the Bible right there, the entire Bible on your phone, but it actually has it in audio form as well. So if one day you just decide, I want to listen to Job or the Song of Songs or the Letter to the Romans or anything, you just press play. Pretty much any book of the Bible, if you choose that for commute, you could probably read through it, listen through it in a week. But today, I just want to encourage not only listening to the word, not only encountering, getting immersed in the word, but learning how to have a relationship with the word. Because I think one of our biggest problems with the word of God is we don't expect God to speak. Yes, we need to come more and more in contact with the word, but we need to expect God to speak to us, because that's exactly what he wants to do. St. Augustine says, when you hear or read the Bible, God speaks to you. And when you pray, you speak to God. But not only that, St. Augustine says that we can hear God speak to us because God is different than any other author. Track with me for just 30 seconds. God is different than any other author. Okay. Yeah, he's the author of the Bible, so that means the Bible's important. I think we're all on board for that. Okay, sure. But more than that, God is different than any author because he's all-powerful, all-knowing, and he's outside of time. That means then when the Holy Spirit inspired the sacred scriptures millennia ago, he actually had each one of us in mind. Because he's God, he can do that. And now today, when we hear the word of God at Mass, when we read the scriptures, when we open our Bible, the Lord is speaking to us from within us. The same author who inspired this text thousands of years ago is inside of us and is moving in us as we encounter the word. Because of that, when we encounter the word of God, he speaks to us. What does that look like? What is that even possibly like? Sometimes it's big. Many saints will say they heard the word of God for the first time, and it was like God was speaking directly to him. St. Augustine was in the woes of sin, couldn't escape the sin of lust. And one day he just read the scripture and heard it said, be done with the scripture, in Romans, I believe, chapter 8, saying, be done with the deeds of sin. And it was like God was speaking directly to him, because he was. Sometimes the word of God hits us like a brick, and sometimes it's just subtle. It's the exact consolation we needed to hear. Sometimes it's small, but we need to claim that grace that the Lord is giving us through his word. God wants to speak to us, so we should show up ready and expecting him to speak back to us. One of the great traditions of reading, praying with the scriptures is called Lectio Divina, divine reading. And just approaching the scriptures ready to hear God's voice. Many saints have commented on how to pray with the scriptures, giving four helpful steps. But frankly, I'm not going into that tonight. Because my problem for years was just going through the four steps without actually expecting God to speak. One day, our beloved Jessica Hayes just encouraged me, go to scriptures, and if those steps help you, fine. But just go to the word of God, expecting the Lord to speak. So my challenge to all of us, you have many, many different ways we can just get in contact with the word. But as we open the word, whether it's the daily readings we find in the missals, the daily readings we can find in our Bibles or online, whenever we come in contact with the word, just recognize the Lord wants to speak to us. If you have a Bible like mine, it probably has five or six sentences, and you can go bit by bit through each bold phrasing. Father Andrew Budzinski, when I was in high school, his initiative to get us immersed in the word and not only in contact with it, which is great, reading the Bible, listening to the Bible is wonderful, but not only contact, but actually praying with the scriptures. He called it Lectio Luke, that it was cycle C, which we're beginning now. And for the rest of the year, we went through, and this year too, the entire Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke today we heard proclaimed to us, Luke 1:1. If you don't have anything to go through with your daily meditation, your daily conversation with Jesus in his word, why not pick up your Bible, start with Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 1, and from bold heading to bold heading, every five or six sentences, pray with that every day. And by the end of the year, by the end of July, honestly, you'll have walked with Jesus through the entire Gospel of Luke and walked with the church. And every Sunday will show up as we're walking through Luke, just familiar, like, yeah, I've prayed with this. I've been with Jesus right in this gospel passage. And I've had a conversation with him right there. Because the Lord wants us to hear his word. Because the Lord wants desperately to speak to us. And his most privileged way he likes to speak to us is through his word. So every Mass you come to, don't come just expecting to hear some scripture. Come expecting to hear him speak to your heart. Every time you open the Bible, come expecting to hear the Lord speak. Because because that's exactly what he wants to do.